The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This Buckle Up South Carolina 200 Betting Picks edition of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania is live with a $15 million in prizes. Sign up today with promo code RACESGPN to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code RACESGPN. We're also brought to you by Royal Retros. Royal Retros has jerseys, t-shirts, hats, jackets, and sweatshirts from all the old school teams that you love. Use promo code SGPN for 10% off of your order today. That's code SGPN at RoyalRetros.com.
Drivers, start your
strap in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
Welcome in, everyone, to another episode of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's Cody Zeeb. I'm Rod Villagomez. We are talking trucks today. Trucks will take the track tomorrow night, Friday night, under the lights. It is throwback weekend at Darlington once more. Cody sporting yet another fabulous throwback edition. On the YouTube, you can check it out. He's got the Cheerios 98. Which one is that there, Cody?
Yeah, so this is Erin Crocker when she was driving the 98 truck. I saved this one for the truck series episode, Rod. Trying to plan it out appropriately, right? Yeah, she was driving the 98 truck for Ray Evernham, who she is now actually married to, of course. But yeah, this was got the cool. Let's see. I think it's got, yeah, we got the 98 here and the Evernham E on the other side. So yeah, my truck throwback outfit of the day.
Well, I exhausted all of my apparel yesterday, as it were, but I do have a couple of throwbacks. I have the 01 Jerry Nadeau. This is the one. I've got John Hunter Nemechek, but I've got Jerry Nadeau in the 01 Army car. This was one of the first ones that I ever fell in love with because I am in the Army, and I was able to do that. And then, of course, I've got the throwback Jimmy Johnson, 48, Power of Pride Chevy. Oh, you gotta love this thing.
You're gonna be a big Alex Bowman fan this weekend, Rod. You've seen the car he's in,
I've
right?
I've seen the car he's
it
in.
It is, yeah, it's classic JJ Lowe's car, which is absolutely beautiful. Oh, Hendrick just fucking nailed it out of the park with their throwbacks this week. Like, man, they you got, you know, Elliott's is the Dale Jr. throwback, the Kellogg's. Dude, the Kellogg's Kyle Larson car, that is one of the most beautiful throwbacks ever. Such an iconic car. And they, like, just, I guess, with the creative license that they can have with it being a Rick Hendrick company, you can do whatever you want, right? And they went all in on it and made it look great. Byron's got the Flames, the Jeff Gordon Flame car, which is a great throwback. And then, of course, Bowman with the JJ Classic 48 look, which is... yeah, they definitely all nailed it out of the park. Andrew checking in. Thought it was a Johnny Benson throwback. It could be that, too. He drove the Cheerios car for a while as well. Justin checking in. Let's go, KFB. KFB is going to be in this truck race, of course. Has already reached his limit of five, Rod. I think I should have looked this up. I think I heard that this is the first start he's making in the truck series at Darlington.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
Okay, there you go. So, yeah, little interesting nugget there. Of course, you know, the truck series has been real on and off as far as coming to Darlington. You look at a guy like Matt Crafton, who's got, what was it, last week at Kansas, had like 27 starts or something like that. He's only got 11 starts at Darlington. So they kind of came here for a little while, then left, came here for a little while, left. Now they've been coming back here again for a while. So, yeah, interesting little nugget.
Yeah, it is actually kind of funny. I was doing my research last night, too, and I was like, wait a second. There's no Kyle Busch stats.
Yeah, crazy. That's so weird because, like, everywhere you go, you think, well, he's probably started a few times, probably got a couple of wins, and, yeah, never even started here in the trucks. Obviously, plenty of laps around this place in a few other types of vehicles, but just never in the trucks.
Yeah, and not the least of which, just a quick note, too, throwing it back to the Monte Carlos as well, the Chevy, and the Pontiac for the 01. So just not only are we throwing it back to the paint schemes, but we're throwing it back to the cars that aren't in use in this series anymore, yeah, either. So
speaking of, RIP to the Malibu, as Chevy's discontinued that now. So who knows what these Chevy cars are going to be in a couple of years, Rod.
Chevy Sprints. They're going to kick it all the way back to Chevy Sprints.
It's going to be going to Cadillacs, I think, maybe.
all right. Let me ask you first and foremost, before we go any farther, are you a hardcore baseball fan or just a degenerate sitting in an office looking for some afternoon action? Either way, you're going to want to make sure you subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. I can definitely vouch for the fact that baseball season is upon us, because once again, the Giants have chosen to torture me on a Thursday afternoon, getting pummeled by the hated Colorado Rockies. I turned it on this afternoon just because I got home early and I was able to turn on the TV. Sure enough,
the Rockies ever beat anyone.
Well, they beat the Giants pretty good this today. So, and we went up 1-0, and then that was it. So there was no other action for the Giants on that. But if you were listening to the MLB Gambling Podcast, you probably won money, because they probably told you that the Rockies were going to win at home. So make sure you do that and you know, get yourself some money in the meantime. JDK checking in, talking about, so what you're saying is Heim plus 400 outright. Get out of our cards. We'll get there in a second.
We'll get there.
We'll definitely get there. What I love, again, like I said, time and time again, we have trained our audience very well, and now they know basically exactly what we're going to say. You don't need us anymore. Hope you want us, but you definitely don't need us anymore. You have ascended to the next level.
Yes. You do need us to talk about the news, Rod. Massive, huge news today.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Of course, the GOAT of NASCAR, Matt DiBenedetto, is going to be full-time for the rest of the season. So now that we've got that out of the way, that's stolen news, really, actually.
Yeah, so that was it. Sadly enough, that was it, too. And Matt DiBenedetto, Truck Series legend.
Whether that's worthy of being news or not, he'll be in that 39 or 38 car. I think he's driving for Viking the rest of the season.
Yes, he is indeed. But he's not going to be in the Truck Series race this weekend, or any weekend, I think, for that matter. But maybe he'll pop his head here and there. Anyways, it is the Buckle Up South Carolina.
There is going to be.
Yes. Buckle Up South Carolina 200 from the Darlington Raceway in Darlington, South Carolina. These trucks are set for 147 laps around this 1.366-mile paved track for 200.802 miles. Cody, this one goes quick. That is for sure.
Yeah, it's don't make any mistakes in this one, Rod. You're not going to have time to make up for it. So only 32 trucks centered in this one. I hate to see that truck number kind of still dwindling on a week-to-week basis. I need to get that number back up to 36, but they will all, of course, make the race. Colby Howard is actually entered in the number one truck for Tricon Garage. Kind of an interesting thing there. You don't generally see him kind of in those all-star cars, if you want to go that way. So Coastal Sports Cards jumping on board, getting him a ride there. Some guy named Kyle Busch. He's going to be driving the 7 car. That'll be interesting. Of course, we know who that is. The Watermelon Man, Ross Chastain, returning to Nice. He's going to be in the 45 truck. Connor Jones back in the 66 for Tricon. And as Nick points out, evening, gentlemen, it's time to bet on Jack Wood. Jack Wood makes his return in the 91 truck. I would not advise you to bet on him. But, you know, if it makes you feel good about Jack Wood, then you do that.
I would say
I was trying to go somewhere there, and I didn't really know how to get where I was trying to go, so I just hit abort.
If there was a free bet that you're sitting on that you really didn't care about, that would probably be the best one. Look, I'm not going to tell you not to, because if it makes you feel better, listen, I'm here to make you feel good. So if you want to do it, you can do it for sure. My brother checking in saying he doesn't talk much, but all you guys in the chat are awesome, and we are the best. I will echo that, because we are the best, because we have fun with each other. And isn't that what you want out of life? I'm telling you right now.
Apparently not everybody, but
I don't care.
Hey, we're not for everybody. I think we've pretty much established that a long time ago.
It's true. It's true. But we are for Andrew, who basically listens to get confirmation on the picks that he already knows we're talking about, and the banter, of course, because that is what we are here for. Banter, banter, and even more banter. So, this race at Darlington, obviously still about the most technical that you're going to get. We talked about this track at length at both the Cup and the Xfinity show, as far as the fact that it's an egg shape, the fact that it's got to be built around that Minipon, the fact that it's different corners on just about every single corner that you're going to drive in. So like we talked about too in the Xfinity series, your car is going to act one way in the first couple of corners, and then it's going to act completely the other way over there in the other couple of corners. So, you know, that you're going to hear these truck drivers complaining a lot about their trucks. None of them are going to be happy for 147 miles, except the guy at the very end who's going to cross checkers first.
Yeah, you nailed it, Rod. I really have nothing else to add. I mean, that's, short race, like we said before, so don't make a mistake. You get that speeding penalty, Kyle Busch. You make some other type of mistake, going to be hard to make up from that. So get out front, stay out front. It's going to go quickly, and watch out for the lady in black, because she bites, Rod.
Oh, she totally bites. She'll take that stripe and she'll lay it on you, and she won't even apologize for it at all. And the truck series hasn't been coming here very long. 2001, they came, and then they left for a while, like you said, and then they came back again after about almost a 10-year break, a 9-year break there in between. So you talk about track history on this. There's really not much for any of these guys other than guys like Ben Rhodes and Christian Eckes, who has some experience on this, but yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys brand new to this track, so
same story as every week with the trucks, right? You got a lot of new names and new faces, with the exception of a couple of guys who have been around for 50 years, like Matt Crafton.
I absolutely love it. All right, well then let's start setting up these bets. But before we do, I would like to take a quick second to tell you about Underdog Fantasy, because the NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor Underdog Fantasy wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy, let's face it, it's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. And of course, in the world of racing, as we've come to know it, better than or worse than the projected finishing position of the driver of your choice. You can make entries of just all basketball if you want. I don't know why you want to do that, but it's up to you. It's your world. You do how you do. Or you can mix and match across all your other favorite sports, much like racing. Or baseball, or hockey, or whatever else is out there. There's esports too. There's PGA. So many choices for you to pick from as well. And you can mix and match across them. You can win up to 100 times your money. It's a ton of fun and very, very simple to do. Plus, new customers are going to get a pick-up special in the lobby when you sign up. Tomorrow, we are going to load you up with all of our favorite Underdog Fantasy plays for this weekend. And you're going to get all of the plays that we are watching and keeping an eye on. Underdog's also going to be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash airdrops, specials, giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. Underdog's available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, and Canada. They also just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. So sign up with our promo code RACESGPN to claim your special pick and first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250 in bonus cash. Get over there now. UnderdogFantasy.com. Promo code RACESGPN.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
So many
chats popping tonight. Whew. Rod, everybody's saying hello. Nick saying he's a free bet. He's all in on Jack Wood. Of course, he's joking. James checking in says Zeeb 2024. I like it, James. Thanks. I appreciate your vote. Now I have one, so that's awesome. I am Notorious, your brother, checking in. Alliteration. You're the bantering bastards, bitches.
I love it.
Nick wants to know, the phone call line that we planned on having this season, Nick. It's not as easy to do as we had hoped. So we're still trying to work on that. So old-fashioned football checking in. Rod, wearing an old-fashioned football t-shirt, says, yo, I just won a bet that Nick would say Jack Wood.
was that a cut
that
bet?
It was like minus 50,000, but congratulations to you.
Congratulations on your five pennies that you ended up winning out of that bet. So, all right, it's the Darlington Raceway, the Darlington Stripe, the Lady in Black, the track too tough to tame, the track with a million nicknames, but it is home to the truck race, which we will begin to lay out our bets. Cody, my friend, where are we starting?
Rod, should we address fantasy game first?
Oh, no. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. See, I'm glad you... Well,
you were going
to
tell me something.
I was going to tell you something, and this is what I was going to tell you. I say we do that last. That way we talk about all these things, and then we'll just sort of go seamlessly into the fantasy picks.
Don't forget to remind me, Rod.
I will not forget to remind you.
I gave you your opportunity now. So
yes.
All right, well, fine. Let's get into the bets. Glad we had this pre-show meeting on Air Live. So here we are. No, hilariously, though, I think I interrupted Rod before the show. I said something, and then he goes... Something I was going to tell you, and I feel like I needed to tell you before the show started, but I can't remember what it was, so fuck it, let's go. Well, he just remembered, so there's your little behind the scenes for the day, and that's how it goes. So we'll get to the fantasy picks, which we extended our lead. We'll get all that fun stuff in a few, but Rod, start out the betting card. Raja Ruth, going back to my boy, he hit the 80-1 for us back in Las Vegas. Going to jump on him again this week. Maybe it's good luck for him when Kyle Busch is in the field. That's the angle I'm taking here, I guess. I don't really know. But top five, plus 240. I'm just feeling some Carruth this week. I think that this is going to be a good week for him. You go back and you look, obviously, he wins at Las Vegas, kind of opens up the season great. Cooled off a little bit after that. Eighth at Bristol, though, not a bad run. 12th at Texas, 13th at Kansas. Hanging around in there and showing some face, right? Not to the degree we saw at Las Vegas, of course, but hanging around doing okay. Did have a sixth place last year at Darlington in his first start, Rod. So kind of, you know, things are cooling back off. His number, obviously, after winning at 80-1, got skyrocketed up. You weren't getting a lot of great things. But after a couple of weeks of him kind of cooling off and stuff, the number's gotten back up there a little bit. I think plus 240 is a great number to get in on Carruth. And this is a week where he could pop up. Look, he did it at Las Vegas, and the reason that we called it out at 80-1, because of the flashes we had seen from tracks like Darlington, where he finished sixth place last year and where he's had good runs and put it together. I think that he could do it again this week. So give me Roger Carruth to kick off the card. Top five finish, plus 240.
I really want him to do better this week. I mean, I feel like he did have that peak at Vegas, and we really thought that we would see that for the rest of the season. And he's talented enough to do it. It's just, I don't know, sometimes when you hit that level of success and you expect it out of yourself, you push a little too hard in some circumstances, and then, you know, through no fault of your own, you get caught up in a situation, or maybe through fault of your own, you get caught up in a situation, and, you know, it seems like that's kind of what he's been battling the last couple of weeks. So hopefully you're right. Hopefully the people, you know, or he's caught up to himself, and, you know, he'll get there. So I like the top five play. I think it's sneaky enough to get in there. And if Kyle Busch is the secret sauce for that, then let's do that. I'm all for that.
Yes.
All right.
Chat real quick. Old Fashioned Football says he loves your shirt, Rod.
I never took
me to big Cheerios fan. Just to update Justin, he's probably a little behind. It's throwback weekend in NASCAR, so a lot of the cars have the throwback paint schemes, throwing things back. This is an old Truck Series hat, number 98. Aaron Crocker drove the Cheerios truck back in the day, so throwing back to her. I've had to go back and look. I've had a full wardrobe of throwbacks this week. So Nick defending himself, saying it was plus money for him to say Jack Wood. I'm calling bullshit on that. And Jake, the merch god, checking in. Hey, if you want some merch, hit Jake up. If you need something new, he's the guy that is in charge of all that. Love Jake. He says there's 10 people listening live and only 2 likes. The math seems off. Oh, come on. And Hunter wants to know, what about Ross in the Truck Series? Well, Hunter, I have good news for you. I'm going to be talking about Ross in a few minutes, so stick around. And we'll get to that shortly.
Absolutely. You can't ignore
Ross. Rod's going to get to that now.
No, I'm not, actually. I am going to get to that right now. Look, we got Ross Chastain in a matchup against Ty Majeski. And listen, I was going to flip around. I was going to use the other side of this, right? I was all ready to say that Ty Majeski was going to finish better than Ross Chastain, because we've actually talked about this before, right? Where Ross driving the 45 truck is not necessarily the same level of success as Ross driving the 42 truck in that same one. It seems like for whatever reason, the 45 truck is not really as strong as the 42 truck, but damn it all. Then I opened up all of the stats and I was like, well, screw it. I'm taking Ross Chastain over Ty Majeski. Ross Chastain in the 41 truck. That's what I meant, the 41 truck. On this racetrack has a 26th place and a 13th place finish. That 26th place finish came in 2022, but he led 46 laps of that race after starting 10th, right? In 2023, last spring, He managed a 13th place finish on a 16th place. And I believe in that race, we actually had said that that we expected Ross Chastain to kind of blow around and win this one, right? So, you know, he didn't. And we were really disappointed at that because he came in 13th. So that's kind of, I think, where my memory went to when I was like, well, it's got to be Ty Majeski in this matchup. But Ross Chastain this season went out at COTA and finished in fifth place and the only one that he's been in the 45 truck. Look, Ross Chastain in the truck series, it's really hit or miss. It's not like Kyle Busch in the entirety of his career on this. But Ross is going to be solid, and I know Cody's about to make a much stronger case for him anyways. But I just want to say that as far as what I'm seeing, this is more of a continue to fade Ty Majeski. Because you look at Majeski's track record here at Darlington, 2020, 13th place finish. 2022, he got a 4th place finish. Hooray. But last season, 31st. And listen, to pile on to what he's been doing so far, he's so inconsistent, it's so hard to want to do anything to him. Finished 10th in Vegas, that's not bad. 2nd in Martinsville, kind of cool. But 10th in Texas and 33rd in Kansas after two laps of a piano falling on him. All I'm saying is that Ty Majeski, not really the most lucky of drivers, whereas Ross Chastain can at least put a solid race together with very few problems. So I'm going to give the edge here to Ross Chastain, -110 over Ty Majeski.
Yeah, you don't have to talk me into fading Ty Majeski, Rod. One of my pastimes here in the truck series. Good call there, I think. I'm also going to expand on Ross Chastain here in a second. Nick wants to know, is Darlington similar to Vegas? Darlington's not similar to anything because of the fact that it's, you know, a mile and a third. It's egg-shaped, so turns one and two are wider than turns three and four. Story behind that, so there was a minnow pond out there they had to build around because the farmer wouldn't get rid of it, so they made one side bigger than the others. Makes it tricky. It's more similar to Kansas, I think, than anything because of the higher tire wear, which is nice that we're coming off of. You know, we didn't have this in Xfinity because they didn't race at Kansas last week, but for Cups and Truck, you know, we had this coming off from last week. So a lot of comparisons you can look to there. And then Vegas is a pretty comparable track to Kansas as well. So it's kind of the next level. But as far as being an intermediate style of track, it is definitely a comparison track. And, Rod, you want to give this name a shot?
No.
Stingin? We'll go with that. I don't know. But we appreciate you listening. Wants to know who wins? We're going to get there. Don't worry. We're the winners are coming around soon, Rod.
Yep, we warm up to those. We got to get you all the other bets in first before we give you our winner bets. But we also have to get in our sponsor, Royal Retros. You're looking to prove that you know ball? What better way than to showcase your old school fandom than with some old school gear from a classic team? Royal Retros has jerseys, t-shirts, hats, jackets, sweatshirts, and more from the vintage sports leagues and teams that you know and love. The Dirty Bird, the Orange Crush, or the Sack Exchange all make for sick jerseys for real fans, up to and including that beautiful San Francisco Seals jersey you see there, the Barcelona Dragons there, the Sacramento Gold Miners of the CFL, that Barcelona World Football League, or the World League jersey looks sick. I know my brother's in here. He's definitely a hardcore Outlaws fan from the XFL days. They got retro jerseys there too as well from the Las Vegas Outlaws. Make sure you're getting in there. Use promo code SGPN for 10% off of your order today. That's code SGPN at royalretros.com to take 10% off today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I need to get myself the San Francisco Demons jerseys from back in the day. That old school XFL first run of that 2001. I love that jersey.
Get it, Rod. Now you got a nice promo code to get and everything. So yeah, I was browsing. Ooh, I'm gonna get myself in trouble on their site because they got some pretty cool old stuff for sure. So. Something that's pretty cool, Rod. Ross Chastain running in this race. He is going to be going for top five plus 140. I really like this bet on Chastain this week. I think that he's going to show up and he's going to be good. Look, these knee strokes, Rod, they are 100% dependent on who is in them. If it's not a good driver, they do not run well. And if they get good, solid drivers in there, they show up and they run well. We saw that with Hosovar. I mean, really over the last couple of seasons, how good he was in that truck. And then he gets out of it, and I mean, are they still racing the 42 truck? I don't even know, because you don't see these Nice trucks anywhere to be found, right? But then somebody like Caden Honeycutt jumps in last week. Hopefully you listened to the Truck DFS show last week, because I gave him out as a play. Then he pops up and finishes in fourth place, Rod, and really it wasn't a fluky fourth place finish either. That truck race was quick. It was caution-free. He just worked his way up there and had a nice solid run. If Caden Honeycutt can finish in the top five in that Nice truck, the same Nice truck that Ross Chastain's getting in this week, I feel pretty good about Ross Chastain's chances for getting a top five. You know, it's Chastain and Bush. There's not a bunch of other guys in this, right? It's just the two of them. So if you think Kyle probably takes a spot, you got Heim, you got Eckes to worry about. But then Chastain can slide right in there as well. Plus 150 for him to get in the top five, I think, is a great number. You go back and you look, fifth place here in the Cup Series in the fall last year, Rod. So if you can get it done in the Cup Series with all the competition there, he can definitely get it done here. He did race this race with the Truck Series in 2022, led 46 laps that day, ended up getting in a wreck, 35th here last year in the trucks. So not a great run by him then either, but that was after coming off of a fifth place finish at Kansas the week before as well. So, we know Ross Chastain can get it done. Obviously being a Cup Series guy coming down, I'm not too scared of the Nice trucks because they seem to show up and run well when they've got good drivers in them. And we know that Ross is a good driver. So yeah, Ross Chastain, top five, plus 140. And we've got some little more Ross Chastain coming up in a little bit.
Yep, we'll definitely be talking about him. And you know, again, because he's somebody that you really can't ignore in these instances. He does drive a good truck. So yeah, definitely going to be somebody we're talking about, not just here, but of course in the broadcast as well. All right, well, then I'm going to go back to my old friend Tyler Ankrum. I'm going to put a little faith in him this weekend. And not really to do much more than just to beat Grant Enfinger. It's so sad that we're talking about this because obviously Grant Enfinger, such a solid driver last season in that 23 truck. We were excited about him each and every week. Not so much this year in that 9 truck. It just feels like the magic is gone now that he's changed teams. His average finish this season, 16.9, which if last season we were talking about Grant Enfinger and I would tell you that his average finish through 8 races would be 16.9, you'd say I'm absolutely nuts, but that's where we're at right now. His average start, 13.3. He's only led 25 laps this entire season. 23 of those came at the Super Speedway known as Atlanta. His finishes on tracks that are not Super Speedways or road courses, Las Vegas, he had a 9th place finish. He did have a 9th place at Bristol, so 2 top 10 finishes, but Martinsville, 22nd, Fort Worth, 29th, Kansas, 12th. Those aren't Grant Enfinger type numbers. Those aren't what we're used to talking about when we're talking about Grant Enfinger. We're usually talking about somewhere in the top 5, maybe fighting for a top 3, if not a win on any given week. Now, it's not as if Tyler Ankrum has been lighting up the board over the last few weeks either. However, he had a second place finish in Las Vegas, which is a really great finish for him. I think we were even on him that week. We called him out for, I think, a top five finish in that race, and he got us through for there. Fifth place at Bristol, fifth place at Martinsville. Now, here's where the rub is. This is why I think Ankrum, and I didn't even say, what is that? Tyler Ankrum's -110 over Grant Enfinger. But the reason why I think that that you're even getting this on it is because the last couple of weeks for Tyler Ankrum have been very dismal. 34th at Texas, he crashed out of that race. Started 12th in Kansas, finished 20th. So, couple of rough weeks for Tyler Ankrum, but we know that McAnally 18 is a fast truck. We know that he is able to pilot that truck in an effective manner, whereas we haven't been able to say the same about Grant Enfinger all season long. And honestly, his downs have been way more than his ups, and that gets on you. Your psyche just messes with you, especially when you're used to being good and you're not running as good as you're used to. So we've seen the struggles from Enfinger. Ankrum can bounce back quicker because he hasn't really had that much level of success as Enfinger has. So he doesn't know. I don't think he knows what he doesn't know. So I'm going to give him the nod to bounce back and to at least finish better than Grant Enfinger. And all this could be a 13th to 15th place finish, right? It doesn't even have to be that high of a finish for Ankrum to beat Enfinger, in my opinion. So yeah, give me Tyler Ankrum over Grant Enfinger at -110.
Yeah, hard to disagree on this one. Ankrum also had that much higher ceiling than Enfinger does. I think in this new equipment, Enfinger is very limited. Ankrum could come out and win this race, even honestly, Rod. He's in those fast McAnally trucks. A couple of rougher weekends for him lately here, but we've seen the speed from him and we've seen what he can do. So I do like it. Ricardo checking in, D-Gen for life, and then says parlay, parlay, parlay. I don't know if you saw his slips he was sharing on the Discord earlier, Rod.
Oh, those are
he had some like 9-leg parlays and stuff going on. So love that. And your brother also says, great, make him spend more money on some retro gear. So, hey, that's why we do the show, help you win money.
Advertising
and then we
works.
Give you somewhere to spend it, right? See how that works? All right, Rod. Well, a good way to make money is betting on Corey Heim to finish in the top three. Mm-hmm. +110, this line is criminal. How is it plus money for Corey Heim to finish in the top 10? Why should it not be plus money, Rod? I'll tell you why. Because he won this race last year, so there's that, right? That's a good start. Let's go back and look through the season. So we've had 10 races so far this season in the Truck Series. He finished 10th at Martinsville and 6th at Bristol, Rod. All 8 other races, including road course, including super speedways, inside the top 3 for Corey Heim. He's 8 of 10 finishing inside the top 3 this season. Won this race last season, and he's plus money for a top 3 finish. I mean, okay, he didn't win this race last week. I read that wrong. This is why you probably don't use paper and pen to write down your notes, Rod, because I did read that wrong. He won last week is what I meant to say, not last year. Won last week at Kansas. I was right about the 8 for 10. He finished 8th in this race last season, but he led 66 laps that day. So I got my notes a little confused. But the point remains, 8 for 10 this season, finishing inside the top 3. Led 66 laps, had a strong run last season before falling off, finishing 8th place. So not too worried about that. He's coming off a strong run last weekend. You know, one of the strongest trucks, if not the strongest truck at Kansas, gets to victory lane there. So Corey Heim, top 3, +110. Love it.
How can you argue Corey Heim? You just can't. I mean, you can't. There's no way to do it. And even if he doesn't do it, then it's still not a bad bet because chances are he's going to do it. So, yeah, definitely. And plus money for a top 3. I don't care if Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Ross Chastain, Denny Hamlin were in this race. I still think Corey Heim can compete with those guys. So, yeah, I love this bet. I wanted to come up, and I should have done the meme generator with the dude standing in between the two girls, and you know he's holding hands with his current girlfriend, and he's eyeballing the other girl, right? I wanted to do that with me holding hands with Taylor Gray, but eyeballing Tanner Gray, because I have shifted all my affections to Tanner Gray as of lately, because Taylor Gray has been getting it done, but his odds are starting to reflect that. So you can't necessarily go with Taylor Gray.
So much harder to bet.
So much harder to bet, which is why when I saw Tanner Gray at plus 900 for a top five, I literally had to eyeball Tanner Gray while holding hands with Taylor. I'm sorry, Taylor, but Tanner's got my attention. Older brother's got
Rod's
my attention.
Rod's turning his back on the shifties.
I'm not turning my back. Oh, my God. Don't bring the shifty army down on me, Cody. I don't want that kind of heat. I'm already in trouble with a whole other different sports world. I don't want to be in trouble with the shifties, too. But no, so the reason why Tanner Gray is actually a decent candidate for a top five finish this week is that he did it last year. He finished third in this race last year. And honestly, too, if you look back at 2022, Tanner was actually inside of the top 10. He was actually seventh at the end of stage one. Unfortunately, Tanner crashed out on lap 98. He was involved in an incident in lap 99 in which he got caught up with the one truck, the 61, and the 22. He's probably playing with the squirrels and got his nuts cracked. But he was inside the top 10 at the end of stage one, you know, and was running very well for himself. So whatever reason, this track may actually do him some justice. Like I said, it's not really a huge sample size as far as a good finish for him. He has taken this racetrack five times, and that's the only time he's ever finished inside of the top five. But, listen, this season so far, Tanner's not been all that bad for what you would think Tanner Gray would be, right? We talked last season a lot about older brother kind of falling back. He's always a maybe 20th place driver at best. This season, his average finish, 13.9. But what I will point to is the last couple of weeks. And you want to talk about momentum. The last couple of weeks have been fantastic for him. Eighth place finish at Texas, seventh place finish at Kansas. Honestly, last year's Tanner Gray would have no business being up in the top 10 on this. In fact, he did have a 10th place finish in Austin, too, on a road course. So eyeballs popping on that one. It's plus 900 for a reason, because obviously you take into account Tanner's entire body of work, and it doesn't really make you feel all that great about a top five. But guess what? He's done it before. He's been close to it this season. I think he's knocking on the door. Eighth, seventh. Maybe we skip a number and get to fifth this week at Darlington. Keep an eye on that 15 truck. And again, 15 is my favorite number. Therefore, Tanner Gray's driving the 15. He is the older of the two brothers. And, yeah, I love you, Tanner Gray. Shifties be damned, I guess, today. But, yeah, Tanner Gray, top five, plus 900.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to jump ahead then and skip one of my bets that I'll come back to and go to my Tanner Gray bet, because I also found a way to get in on Tanner Gray this week. And really, you stole all my talking points, Rod, so I don't really have much to add to the Tanner Gray part of it. But I plus 900 for his top five. First of all, I was going to play that, but you beat me to the dock and had it first. So shout out to you, because that number is way too high for how he's been running. And for him having finished in the top five last time he was here, should not be this big. So clear mistake by the books here to put Tanner at plus 900. So I do like that, but I also like him Group B over on Bet365. If you've got that available, he's at plus 260. You've got Lane Riggs in this group, Rod. He's going to be punching guys, battling for 19th place in the last lap. So zero worry about him. You have Chase Purdy, who has a fast truck and qualifies on the pole at Kansas and then finishes like 47th in a 32 car field. So I don't even know how it's possible, but he is no good, and he's proven that. I mean, we had as a game out, was his, I think, did we give him out as underdog was like 14.5 last week or something? He comes out, wins a pole, and then you don't even have to sweat it because he was so bad during the race. So I'm not worried about either of those two guys at all. The one guy that gives me a little bit of pause, and so really, if you're eliminating those two guys, then you're making it a head-to-head, basically, at plus 260, and it's against Colby Howard. Now, Colby Howard, on a normal week, you're going to think, oh, well, he should probably be able to beat him, right? Colby Howard is in the one truck this week, so you do have to take a little bit of pause. But don't forget, Gray is also in a Tricon truck. So they're in similar trucks, and Gray's been doing it. He's been getting it done. Howard's coming over here for a one-off race. I'm not sure. I haven't seen anything announced that he's doing more. Maybe he is or maybe he isn't. But first time in this truck, first time with this team, all of this stuff, I just don't trust it as much. He's had some good runs in the past here, and I think we're going to probably talk about him on the DFS show tomorrow. But yeah, give me Tanner Gray in this group, plus 260 to double down on your top five number. I think that's great. If he gets that top five or even close to that top five, should be able to cash this group bet as well. So Tanner Gray, Group B over on Bet365, plus 260. over Colby Howard, Chase Purdy, and Lane Riggs.
Yeah, I mean, this one's a good one as well, because if we think he's going to be in the top five, I don't think any of those other trucks can be in the top five. Yeah. It just, Lane Riggs, so crazy. It's not even fun. So
it's not worked out well. Rod Stigeon wants to know if we think Eckes will win this week. What are your thoughts on that?
Funny you say that, because I'm at the very least going to say that he is going to be a top five car. Could he win? Absolutely. He did it last season on this track. I'm fully capable of winning every single time he steps in the truck. I do take pause, though, because it just feels like this season's been run by Heim. And as much as we don't want to say that Busch is going to jump in here and command this race, that could happen, too. And I almost feel like this is Busch's last opportunity to go win one of these. I mean, none of us are giving him out as an official bet. None of us are even giving him out because his numbers are so nuked that you can't even take anything for granted in this instance. So you can't do a top five on him. Too nuked for that. You can't take a top three on Busch. Too nuked for that.
What I see is top. I think his top five is like minus 700. Right?
Yeah. It's
like
ridiculous.
Max Verstappen numbers.
Yeah, easily Max Verstappen numbers. So that's why we're not giving out any Busch. Would I be surprised again if he comes out and wins this race and wins the next race just because he's led so many laps that they got to give him a retro? You know, no. I would not be surprised. And in fact, that may be exactly what happens. So that's why I'm giving Eckes the benefit of the doubt, putting him in the top five with Corey Heim. So this is a both in the top five on Caesars. Eckes and Heim both inside of the top five. You talked about Heim earlier, right? This is at plus 210 for this. Eckes obviously is going to be fast on this racetrack. He's been fast on this racetrack already. In his three appearances, he's got two top five finishes. One of those last season, was that win. He led 82 laps in that race. And remember, there's only 147 laps in this race. So he led a huge chunk of that race. He started fourth, finished first. His only finish outside of the top five was in 2022, where he finished in finished in 17th place in the 98 truck. So he finished fifth in that KBM truck back in 2020. And then last season in that 19, he finished with the win. So again, Christian Eckes, always in contention. He's already got two wins this season. He's got four top fives and eight starts. The only times he's really finished outside of the top 10 has been in the two super speedway races, right? At Daytona. Actually, no, he finished 10th at Daytona. So he's only finished outside of the top 10 once this season. That was at Atlanta when he had brake problems and he finished 30 seconds. Other than that, sixth place at Vegas, first place at Bristol, eighth place at COTA, first place at Martinsville. The last three races have all been top fives. First place at Martinsville, fourth place at Texas, third place at Kansas. He's a perennial top five car, or truck, rather. It's Christian Eckes. You got to put him in there. And then Cody already talked about Corey Heim and what we think he's going to do. If he's going to be in the top three, then he's going to be in the top five for sure. I don't know. My math is bad. But
the math does check out on
the,
that
the
one.
Math checks out on that one. So Eckes definitely a top five car. Heim a top five car, which also leads me to the Eckes. We're truck lifting this one, right? So we're putting this one on a small two pump truck lift. We're getting a couple of pumps on this one. But Christian Eckes, a top Chevy at plus 300.
At least it wasn't two pumps for Jack Wood. So
two pumps for we need a pump for Jack Wood shirt. So top Chevy for Christian Eckes again. Christian Eckes is going to be going up against Kyle Busch in that number 7 Chevy, right? But the thing is that if Eckes does beat Busch, then he will be the top Chevy.
Like he did at Bristol.
Like he did at Bristol. Again, he will be that top Chevy because nobody else in this is really in contention other than maybe Ross Chastain to be top Chevy. But Ross Chastain's numbers, not that good. And you're getting Eckes. You're not going to get Eckes top Chevy at plus 300 any other week. Other than when Kyle Busch and Kyle Busch won't even be in anymore, so you won't get it, right? Maybe Ross Chastain dips it down a little bit, but Christian Eckes is always in contention to be the top Chevy. So this week, plus 300, you got to jump on that for Eckes as a top Chevy, just in case he does end up beating Kyle Busch. And then if he does that, then he'll probably win the race. So I've got him at 5-1 to win on this one, not the official winner section of it, but we're kind of car lifting. Eckes are truck lifting him up a little bit. So Eckes and Heim in the top five at plus 210. Eckes top Chevy at 3-1, and then to win at 5-1. So Stigeon, if that's what you're looking for, then we have confirmed that we think Christian Eckes is going to be a very fast truck this weekend and has the possibility of not only winning, but finishing as a top Chevy and inside the top five with Corey Heim.
Absolutely. No arguments here. I mean, again, it's the Heim and Eckes show week in and week out. So getting the two of them to finish in the top five, even with Bush in the field, even if you're worried about Ross Chastain, still should be pretty fairly easy thing to happen. And then, yeah, I mean, the top Chevy, it's you can kind of look at it as a head-to-head against Bush. You've got to imagine those guys are going to be up front there. And if he does that, he probably wins the race too. Or if he finishes the second time, you're cashing on the top Chevy at least. So no arguments there, Rod. Going back to my guy, Matt Crafton. Look, I've been all over him these last few weeks. I'm doing it again. Once again, taking the top five number because, again, Rod, it's at 6-1. If you're going to keep giving me these big numbers and he keeps getting close, I will take it. So give me Matt Crafton, 6-1 for a top five finish. And I'm also going to take Matt Crafton in a head-to-head. I'm going to take him over Stuart Friesen, our favorite Canadian, who has been a guy that we've been fading this season, and it's worked out for us pretty well, Rod. So let's look back at Matt Crafton this season. We've talked about it multiple times, right? The new Matt Crafton, the young version of Matt Crafton. Talk about a throwback, Rod. He could throw back to his own cars from 20 years ago, right? So 10th place at Kansas last week, a nice solid run. Hey, 10th place, you're not too far out of the top five in contention. That's what we're looking for. 15th at Texas was a little bit of a disappointment. 4th place at Bristol, though, cashes your top five there. 7th place run at Vegas. Again, these are your four intermediate tracks that we've been to this season in the Truck Series. Pretty good runs. 3 top tens in there and a 15th in the other one. 11 starts, like I mentioned before here, Rod. Never worse than 14th place. So he's always hanging around. He's always looking good. And that's over. I mean, that goes all the way back to 2001. Because like we said before, you know, they had a few starts here early, then they went away, then they came back, then they went away, and now they've been back here lately. 3 top fives in the last 6 races here at Darlington, though. So half of the time in the last 6 races, do it, you know, you do it again, right? Why can't he? 5th place here most recently in 2022. Your brother checking in and saying, I feel like you guys have 6 drivers in the top five. We do, but that's because it's all about a numbers game, right? If you toss in a guy like Tanner Gray at 9-1, you're tossing out a guy like Matt Crafton at 6-1. The chances of both of those guys being in the top five are very slim. But if you hit one of those, then you're going to be pretty happy because you got them, right? So a lot of times we will give out more than 5 guys to finish in the top five. But it's all about playing the numbers game and all about balancing. And also, like we've mentioned before, this is a buffet, so come and pick and choose what you want. You shouldn't just go bet all of these bets. I mean, if you do, actually, it's probably worked out in your favor. So I wouldn't, you know. So, but and you know, everybody's got different odds and different books, and some books are available, and some books have better numbers, and it's so we're kind of covering a variety of things that we think are going to happen. And sometimes Rod and I will disagree. It doesn't happen very often, but maybe he likes something, maybe I don't. But really, you can bet all of these guys, and you only need some of them to finish in the top five for it to be profitable. So thanks for bringing that up, because I think that's a good point to touch on, because sometimes people are like, well, you gave out 5 guys to finish in the top 6. It's not even possible. Like, well, it's not. You know, if we're just picking the top 5 guys, we just go to the odds board and pick the top 5, right? Okay, bet Kyle Busch and Corey Hunt. Like, you have to work around the numbers as well. So it's all about the numbers game. But when it comes to racing against Stuart Friesen in this head-to-head where he is -115, if you toss out the Coda race, 8 races, Rod, 6 or – okay, hold on. I again, these paper notes are getting to me late on a Thursday evening here. But we're tossing out Coda, tossing out the Super Speedways as well. So that leaves us with 7 races on the season this season. 6 out of those 7 races, Matt Crafton. So on your kind of true ovals has gotten him. Stuart Friesen, 13th at Texas. Crafton, 15th at Texas. So by 2 spots is the one time he missed beating him head-to-head. So I will say Stuart Friesen has pretty good track history here. He's finished in the top 3 2 out of the last 2 times. So I want to put that out as a note. But, Rod, that was the Stuart Friesen of the past that we could bet on, that we could make money on, that we trusted. That's not the Stuart Friesen of the last season and a half here. It's a different guy. The results have been different. And yeah, give me Matt Crafton all day, every day, twice on Friday.
Yeah, again, it's Stuart Friesen. My heart bleeds for Canadians. I really do love the people up there in the Great White North, but unfortunately their driver's fallen on hard times, and it's very hard to back them at this case. So, yeah, love it. Yeah, got to get back to your buffet statement. Like we said, you know, it's like in Vegas Vacation when the guy's sitting there and he's talking about, you know, the two different things, the chicken and beef, and there's a blue one and a yellow one, and the guy says, "I don't know if that's chicken." He's like, "You're right. This is chicken." Oh, come on. I gotta get a new cord. I apologize to all the podcast folks. Every time I touch this thing, it goes crazy.
Rod gets too animated with his hands and messes it up. Will checking in, had Buescher 65-1 on Sunday. Still salty, like just an all-time bad beat. The closest finish in NASCAR history. You lose a 65-1 by 3 inches. I do have a 45-1 bet coming up for you, so stay tuned. And Ricardo checking in again. Fade Friesen, unless he's on dirt. Currently, yeah, I mean, it's full Fade Friesen mode because just been rough, man. And I hope they shake it off. I'd love if he comes out wins this weekend, I'd be so happy for the guy. I'd love to see it. I really like him. It just, man, it's been so rough for them lately. You got to bet against them right now, especially when a guy like Crafton has been having all the success he's been having, coming to a track that's been good to him. It all lines up perfectly.
I concur. All right, I'm going back to my winning truck number bet, and this one is, I cannot believe that it's actually not as juiced as it could be for the under 11.5 minus 120. Once again, if you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it a million times, I know that we get so spoiled with all of these gigantic big money bets for all this plus money bets for the NASCAR and truck series and all that stuff that we tend to forget that minus 120 anywhere else is actually a pretty damn good deal. They're not taking a whole lot of juice out for you. So especially given what's under 11.5. Kyle Busch is under 11.5, full stop. Corey Heim is under. How
I mean, like, that's the thing is, if you know, Busch is like plus 160 ish right now. If you want to bet that, why wouldn't you just bet this at minus 120 and get Corey Heim, who's the best truck driver in the best truck other than Kyle Busch, and just get them both?
Yeah. And that's really what this is. This is sort of a either to win. But you're kind of getting this. And, I mean, look, you're getting guys like Nick Sanchez who...
Yeah, he could do it. He's shown a lot of speed on intermediates.
Yeah. I mean, and then Grant Enfinger, if he accidentally remembers how to win a race, swear to God.
Put your hands down, Rod.
if he remembers how to win a race all of a sudden, then your fate of him earlier doesn't really hurt you that much because then he wins the race and you win this bet. So is it going to happen that way? No, but... Really, this is just either Kyle Busch or Corey Heim, because right now Caesars is not offering either to win for the truck race. So that would be my way to get there. If you don't believe firmly that one of these guys is going to be able to win, then you just bet them both at minus 120 and roll the dice.
Yeah, and unfortunately I haven't seen any books stupid enough to do it. But if you see a book that drops odd number to win this race, Rod, like they did in the Xfinity. We talked about that yesterday, right? I think it was like minus 135. I gave it out, but you were getting Chandler Smith. You're getting William Byron. You're getting Justin Allgaier. If you can get odd to win this race, I would pay minus 150 even to win this race for odd number car, Rod. You would get Kyle Busch. You get Corey Heim. And you get Christian Eckes on top of some other good drivers as well. Getting the three of those guys would be worth paying the juice for, because really... I mean, there's some other guys who could win this race, and I'm going to give some other opinions here in a minute, but it's going to be tough for one of those three guys to not win this race.
Well, and I'll amend my last statement. There is either to win for trucks, but there's no either to win with Kyle Busch involved in him. So your better one that you're going to take is either Corey Heim or Christian Eckes at plus 175 if you really wanted to do that. But then I would just suggest putting something on one of them outright, because that's...
At the number they're at. So, yeah, well, Rod, you kind of took all the good guys, so left me with not many choices here. Man, I had Kyle Busch wrote in here at plus 160. I've been waffling back and forth all week on this, Rod. It's so tough because, you know, he comes out and he kicks ass a couple weeks ago. Where was it that he won the last truck race at? Now I don't even remember, but he came out, looks good, right? kind of kicks butt and you're like, oh, this is why we bet on Kyle Busch. Like, why didn't you bet on Kyle Busch? But then it's plus 160 and you look at it. It was Texas. That's right. That's where he led 112 laps, wins. But then you go back and you look at Bristol. He led 105 laps and he still finished second place because Christian Eckes got him late. He wins at Atlanta, but Las Vegas, 15th place. So he's only 2-for-4 this season on winning, which is pretty good for him, right? But only plus 160 when he's 50-50 on winning so far this season. It makes it tough. So I did take him out. I'm not going to bet on him just straight up. But much like you did over in the Xfinity series with William Byron, Caesars is offering Kyle Busch to win both, right? To win the Truck Series race and the Cup Series race, Rod. So I'm going to take that. It's 45-1. The thinking here is, you know, he's the favorite in the Truck Series, and if he comes out and wins this race like he should, okay. Now suddenly I'm holding a 45-1 for Kyle Busch to win on Sunday in the Cup race. They've shown some improvement, some speed, right? He's been traditionally very good at Darlington. He could get it done. If I was offered Kyle Busch at 45-1 to win on Sunday, I'd probably take a little bite, right? So this is how you get it. So I think that's the way that I'm going to approach it. Give me Kyle Busch to win both races, Friday night in the Trucks and Sunday in the Cup Series at 45-1 on Caesar. They're offering that boost. So that's kind of the way I went about that. Again, you already touched on Eckes. You're going to touch on Heim here in a second, which is the other obvious play, right? I really think it's going to be tough between those three guys. But I think there's two other guys worth dropping a little bit of sprinkles on. I'm not going big on them. But Ross Chastain at plus 850 is definitely worth a look. I touched on him earlier when I talked about the top five. I think he's very capable of winning this race. We've seen him win truck races in Nice. We've seen them have great. I mean, Carson Hocevar won how many races last season, right? So they're not that far removed from that. Again, if they get good drivers in these trucks, the trucks look good. I think plus 850 is a good number for Ross based on the truck he's in and what he can do. And then Rod, out of left field, give me Ben Rhodes at 35-1. I don't know if it's because they changed crew chiefs this week and that makes me feel confident in him because he seems to do better when they change things. I don't know what it is, and I don't really have – he did win a race here in 2020, and he was second in 2021. That is the extent of any good things I've had to say of Rhodes lately or his history at this track. It's not deep, right? This is more of a gut handicap in play. But at 35-1, we're starting to get a little long for the two-time defending champion, a guy that we know can pop up and just win these races. I talked shit about him last year, Rod, right before that Charlotte race. I said Ben Rhodes sucks. He hasn't done shit this year. Fucking avoid this guy. And he comes out and spanks everybody and wins. Slapped it in my face. Not going to let it happen again. This is my gut handicapping for me here. 35-1 little sprinkle on Ben Rhodes. It's worth a shot.
Oof, man, Ben Rhodes. Okay, that's all you, buddy.
It's all about the number, Rod. Do we have to go back to this conversation?
And you don't have to preach to the choir, my friend, but I'm just saying that one makes me feel...
Everybody's getting in on Logano because it's long, it's popular. Nobody's talking about Ben Rhodes. This is the week, Rod.
Make me got to go take a shower to wash all this Ben Rhodes off of me. But love you, buddy. Want to have a beer with you. Just can't get behind the Ben Rhodes. Listen. I know Corey Heim's obvious, but plus 450 seems like it's a very bad, or it's not, you can't pass this up at plus 450, because if Kyle Busch was not in this race, I don't want to say if Ross Chastain wasn't in this race, but at the very least, if Kyle Busch was not in this race, he probably wouldn't be plus 450. On Superbook, he's plus 450. So 4.5-1 for Corey Heim to win this race. And we've talked about him all episode long. I mean, look, he's going to be one of the fastest truck, if not the fastest truck, next to Kyle Busch or even better than Kyle Busch. He's out-dueled Kyle Busch already in several attempts that he's been on. So, I mean, at plus 450, the number definitely speaks right. And I honestly feel like if you have to take some kind of stance on somebody that's not Kyle Busch, you know, Eckes at 5-1 still seems pretty good, but repeating is so difficult. You know, you don't see these guys repeat very often as winners on these tracks. So, especially with guys like Corey Heim chomping at the bit to get them and unseat them. And Corey Heim's been fast, like we said, all season long. So, it's not like he's going to slow down anytime soon. So, like I said, if you're going to take a stance on Corey Heim at plus 450, because that number is, well, I mean, as Cody says, it's kind of criminal. I wish it was higher. I do. But again, you can't can't knock it because with Kyle Busch at plus 160 and Corey Heim, the next best one, almost 300 points to the good, take that instead.
Yeah. If you came to me, Rod, said you have to have, you have to put money on one outright, that's a good bet. Obviously, if, you know, if it's one guy to put your life on, it would probably be Kyle Busch. But one good bet for an outright this weekend, it's Corey Heim plus 450. So I was a little sad you beat me to it, but fully endorse that one for sure.
I was out of town last night and had nothing but time on my hand to build the doc and to actually get the bets in.
I created the doc. I sent it to you. And then I'm like, just fucking waiting on odds because Truck Series odds, like for a Friday night race, Rod, we didn't get odds until pretty late this week. Again, books, let us down here. Let's do better if we could, please.
Yes, please. Let's do better. But we do better all the time in giving you the opportunity to just, you know, go over these bets and to understand where we're coming from. And we love it every single time we crack this mic. So with that being said, get out your pen and paper. It is time to go over these bets for the Buckle Up South Carolina 200 truck race. And of course, if you are watching on YouTube, here comes the magical graphic for you to follow along as well. Cody started you out with Raja Karuth as a top five car at plus 240. I gave you Ross Chastain over Ty Majeski at minus 110. Cody gave you Ross Chastain as a top five car at plus 140, truck rather. I gave you Ankrum over Enfinger at minus 110. Cody gave you Corey Heim as a top three truck at plus 110. I gave you Tanner Gray as a top five truck at 9-1. Cody gave you Crafton over Friesen at minus 115 and Crafton to be inside of the top five at 6-1. I said that both Eckes and Heim would finish inside of the top five at plus 210. Gave you Eckes as a top Chevy at 3-1 and to win the race at 500. Cody gave you Tanner Gray to win Group B at plus 260. And I gave you the winning truck number under 11.5 at minus 120. Cody tossed in Ross Chastain at 8.5-1. Ben Rhodes at 35-1 and Busch to win both of the truck race and the cup race at 45-1 on Caesars. I said Corey Heim at plus 450 to win on Superbook would be the play to make. All right, Cody, it is time now. Since you've stuck with us through the betting episode, we will go over and make our picks for the fantasy race.
I'm glad you reminded me.
I know. Well, that's what I'm here for, right? Every week we have gone against the NASCAR betting preview show. We've gone against Derek Yoder and Phil Eastman, Full Tank with Phil, and we have competed against them in a fantasy challenge where we pick several drivers, and based on how they do, we've scored points. So far, we have continued to score more points than them, which is exactly the goal. We do have a lead. And we're going to continue that lead this week because I got to tell you, buddy, we've been nailing it.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to tune into their show. I know Phil's at Disney right now, so I don't know if Derek's going to be doing the show by himself or what the plan is, but check out the NASCAR betting preview show every week. The Truck Series, they know their stuff, and they're so entertaining. The whole show is obviously really good. I always really enjoy the picks part where they get to the point where they're debating things, and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out which ones they're going to play. If they got the same plays as we did, always fun. Phil did send us a little tip of the cap from his Phillies there on Saturday night, Rod. So you guys are damn good at the DGG. Holmes over Stuart Friesen was the – oh, I was salivating when they were talking about Stuart Friesen wanting to play him in the game this week, Rod. Or last week, I was like, yes, please play him. They did chalk up another dub for the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. We scored – actually – no, they beat us last week. What? Why did he? Oh, he's playing mind games. See, I don't know what's going on. Because I'm seeing they scored 297, we scored 289. So cut into the lead a little. That's all right. We'll demand a recount later. I heard that's what you do if you lose. So here we go, Rod. Darlington. Oh, it's making me log back in. What's going on here? Okay, here we go. All right, let's go to our A drivers. We've got both Corey Heim or Christian Kyle Busch.
I was gonna say this is the last time we can use them, and they're gonna use them too. So
it'll be a defensive play, and you just have to play them. So all right, B drivers. We have to play two of these guys, Rod. Both Gray brothers are on here if you're interested in some Tanner Gray. Brett Holmes, Daniel Dye, Dean Thompson, Dean Thompson, I wouldn't mind playing, by the way, this weekend. Grant Enfinger, Lawless Allen, Lane Riggs, Matt Mills, Friesen, Timmy Hill, Ty Dillon, and Tyler Ankrum.
And we're playing two, right?
Two, yep.
Okay, well, you can do your Dean Thompson, and okay. give me Tanner, because I feel like Ankrum, we're going to continue. We're gonna use Ankrum again at some point.
Yeah,
Tanner,
we'll have plenty of chances to use him. I think, so Tanner Gray, we were both found ways to be on. We like him, yep. So I think it's a fun play. And Dean Thompson, I played him last week at Kansas, or was it? Yeah, I think it was last week where he had a really good run. He's starting to give me not full on Rajah Caruth vibes, but a guy who shows a lot of speed, doesn't always get it done, but he's got the potential to get it done, Rod. So, yeah, give me some Dean Thompson as our other guy. And then we'll go down to our C driver. Again, the options are not great. Colby Howard is an option here. Might be a way to look since he's in the one truck.
I was going to say that.
Rajah is in this group, but we only got five starts left with him. Yeah. So if we want to use him, if we want to wait. Otherwise, it's Bailey Curry, Connor Jones, Jack Woods, Spencer Boyd, and Thad
Mott. Colby Howard's the play here.
Colby Howard. Yeah, I think because he's in the one truck, let's kind of save some of our Rajah for later in the season.
Well,
so.
And spoiler alert, I am going to he's somebody that's on my radar for DFS. So
yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Kyle Busch, Dean Thompson, Tanner Gray, Colby Howard. That's how we're running this week. We will hope to continue to keep up that lead and beat those guys once again.
I would absolutely love that. That would be my weekend justification is if we can keep beating them. I'm sore about the loss last week.
Yes, check out their show because they always do a great job over there on the NASCAR betting preview show.
They do indeed. All right, well then, let's release everybody to go put these bets in and to have themselves a good night. Just dreaming about trucks tomorrow night, which is exactly what we'll be watching, Trucks Under the Lights. On Friday night, baby. Doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. That's where they belong. It's we'll love to see it, Rod. So, yeah, make sure you tune in tomorrow. DFS show. We'll have a little, hopefully, we'll probably try to get that out in the morning so you can get it listened in and hear the Truck Series takes. Got some underdog picks. Got some Xfinity talk as well. And, Rod, in the meantime, follow me over on the X, at Husker_Z. You can find all my stuff over there. And, yeah. Let's have us a weekend.
Full disclosure, I've been up since 3 in the morning, so I am ready. Let's go and let you guys go to bed because I'm going to be following right behind. Follow me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Link in the bio, everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's Sportsbook Review, whether it's In Between Media, wherever I'm at, find it on Twitter. And you can find me in bed here in just a little bit. If you're listening to this tomorrow during the day and you're like, what the hell, Rod? Just know that we were doing this very late at night on Thursday night. So we love you all. We'll see you guys tomorrow with the DFS episode. Till then, everyone, let's go racing and let it ride.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.